If the rule of threes holds, these are strange days to be a U.S. governor. First up, we read last week that Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin was, and these are his words, within 3 feet of getting No, not a pirate attack on Montpelier. Bears, four bears to be precise, mooching in the governor's backyard.
So I open up the window, yell at them to get away from the bird feeders. They kind of trot off.
But the governor told reporters when he went to get his bird feeders, one bear chased him back inside, making the story that much more mortifying.
I sleep like many Vermont boys, without too much clothing at night.
In another story, yesterday, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple defended his tall, blocky, Depression-era state capitol building when it came under surprise attack from the east, from St. Paul. It happened when Minnesota House Majority Leader Matt Dean was trying to drum up support to renovate his state capitol building.
North Dakota, I mean, my goodness grief. Has anybody seen North Dakota's capitol? It's like State Farm Insurance called. They want their office building back. I mean, it's terrible.
Ouch. Take that, Bismarck. Well, the North Dakota governor wasn't having it. Jack Dalrymple said the Minnesota lawmaker was ignorant of classic architecture. And finally, to New Jersey, where Governor Chris Christie wants everyone to know he did not fall asleep at a Bruce Springsteen concert, despite what you may have seen on the internet. The governor says some joker, those are his words, took pictures of him at the Madison Square Garden show. Yes, Christie's eyes were closed, but again, he was not sleeping.
You know, what happened was during Rocky Ground, which is like kind of a really spiritual song, people sat. So I sat up on the seat and I put my head back and closed my eyes and listened to the song. You know, when I was like fist pumping during Badlands, nobody, you know, I'm glad no one took pictures of that.
That we know of, Governor. That we know of.